I haven't made any podcasts in quite a while, so now that Spotify took this app over, I think I will. I talk about this stuff daily all the time. I never really have anybody to debate about this type of thing, but I'm going to jump back to an old one, and I'm sure that majority of people are cluing into this. Maybe not quite the method that I think. We'll just talk about it real fast. So I called COVID and all that stuff long before it happened. In fact, after it happened, I had fraternity brothers say that I was talking about this over 15 years ago. Yes, I already knew. I already knew it was going to come. I wasn't quite sure how it was going to happen. Every year they came out with a scary new virus and said, you're all going to die. You know, they were doing that since the 70s. You're all going to die, blah, blah, blah. You know, be scared, be scared, be scared. And then it'd go away. And the next year, avian, swine, this, that, Zika, blah, blah, blah. West Nile, you're all going to die. And then it goes away. That's just shock testing. They would do it. They'd push a little bit, and then they'd pull back. And then it goes away. Now, obviously, the COVID was the main Super Bowl because they went all the way and just kept going. And as stupid and as nonsensical as it was, people bought the bullshit. So there's lots of facets to it. There's lots of reasons why lots of people benefited, but there's one big reason, and I don't really want to get into that one yet. That's a whole other, I can break this up into multiple podcast segments, okay? And it's huge. So we'll start with how they got it into people. So the coronaviruses are the coronaviruses. We all know that they're being tampered with by the Chinese, the Russians, us, USAMRIID, the Army, the Infectious Disease Division. They're weaponizing these things. And coronavirus is just like a shell. And they tweak the DNA and spike proteins, things like that. We all know this type of stuff now. But 2 or 3 years ago, everybody was ignorant. Unless you read The Hot Zone, which is all fiction back in the 90s, you would know about hantavirus, Ebola, you know, and that type of thing. And it was all fiction, but it kind of opened you up to that world. And here we are. So my theory is what happened was they took the coronavirus, they weaponized it. Fauci was involved. He isn't the mastermind. This is way above his pay grade. He's just one of the compartmentalized stooges that takes care of it. Now, he's dirty as fuck. Everybody knows that. Well, you should. From the 80s, he has his hands in HIV and other stuff. He's just a piece of shit that wants the glory and, you know, things like that. So we'll just concentrate on COVID. They did it. They tweaked it into a mild flu-like virus. And the whole bullshit story of it came out of Wuhan, you know, into the animal market, bats and that kind of stuff. That's just bullshit. Anything they say to you is nonsense. It's complete misdirection. What they did, because if you're going to release something like that, you're not going to pop a vial in a plaza or in a market and hope that it goes where it needs to go. No. The Illuminati, we'll just call them that for lack of a better word. It's just a global machine that's compartmentalized, that's older than you know, goes to the top, and in is rooted in ancient aristocratic banking families and aristocratic bloodlines, all that kind of stuff. That's all other things. We're just talking about this one thing. They don't leave shit to chance, and they plan the long game. They don't just react. They don't just do things willy-nilly. They're way ahead of you, and they're way smarter than you. So this is my take on how they would do it. If you're going to deliver a virus, you're going to do it at the 100% accuracy. So how do you pinpoint? How do you hit the target? It has to go through a hypodermic needle. So what they would do, this is how they operate, is one hand doesn't know what the other's doing because people have conscience. They'll throw a monkey wrench in the main plan. So everything's compartmentalized. So the weaponized virus was released through other methods, other vaccines, probably regular flu vaccine. And randomly, nobody knows anything, where they go, stuff like that. That's how you keep plausible deniability. So people have been guinea pigged and trained like lemmings. So when they say, oh, it's flu season, they line up like little rats to go get their flu shot. They have no clue what's in it. There's mercury in there. Who knows? There's all kinds of crappy shit in there. The core tech of vaccines is fine. Dead attenuated viruses to help stimulate a response from your body to fight it. Yes, of course. If we were actually trying to help each other, What they would do is they would get the virus, they would engineer a milder form of it, which they can, they would give that to everybody, you would inoculate yourself with that, you'd be sick for 2 days, you feel like shit, that's it, done. You have now eradicated the potential pandemic. And that's in the real world, not fantasy world where we all live, where it's all lies, greed, money-based, control-based. And everything you see in the news is a lie or spin with a little bit of truth, so you can't tell what they're trying to tell you. So they deliver it through the flu vaccines. That's why it like hit Italy hard. It's random. Oh, it's a pandemic. No, it's not. People are just getting sick. Now, it's a special virus, so some people would die. But a lot of people die from regular flu virus vaccines. You know, it's like, I think it's like 18,000, 8,000, 20,000, somewhere in that neighborhood every year. People die from just regular complications from regular flu vaccines every year. It's just collateral damage. So, yeah, people are going to die regardless. So the COVID vaccine, I'm sorry, the COVID virus and all the other derivatives that they already had in the background ready to go, because viruses do not mutate as fast as they told you. That's just not the way nature works. They can mutate, but not six times in 12 months. It just doesn't happen. That's bullshit. That's lies. So they deliver it out there, and the entire purpose is to get everybody scared so they can do their lockdowns, take controls, take away freedoms, implement everything that we all know. Now, the end goal is to get the juice into your body. So the mRNA, and I told all my friends, long before they even did the boosters, they're going to create vaccines quickly, and they're going to be a therapy. They're going to require boosters, which is unheard of, and you're going to have to take it in perpetuity. Everybody said, no, you're full of shit. You're a conspiracy theorist. And they did. They did it. And it's a therapy. It's going to change your DNA. Everybody said, oh, that's bullshit. My friends in the military, no, it's bullshit. Nya, 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 nya. Until Pfizer came with their side effects or that big report on page 2848, they said it will change your DNA in their own terms. So I called it ahead of time. I won't give my sources because that's irrelevant. But so I called that ahead of time. It came true. Boosters came true. Virus, the vaccines came true way ahead of time. And that's the way they get it out. So you get it, you don't even know you're getting it. And the entire purpose is to get you to take the vaccinations, which just normal people should have said no because of how quickly they got it out. You're just a guinea pig. So just conspiracy theories out of the way, that alone should have stopped everybody. Said, oh, hell fucking no. It needs 10 to 13 years of studies before I'm going to take that shit. For a mild flu virus, really. Come on. Silver water would kill it. So my point is, they use those methods, and then they, oh my God, it's the end of the world, and that's all you heard 24/7. COVID, thumping, thumping, thumping. That's all they talked about. Kind of like Trump. It's all they talked about. When they do that, it's an operation. When all three, Republican, Democrat, biased, unbiased, all controlled by the same group, when that's all they thump, they're doing social engineering. That's what they want you to think. So people go to work the next day, and that's what they repeat, because they're not aware enough to shut it off and go do their own field research, keep their ears to the ground. You got to know that information so you know what the cattle is being fed, because you're in the middle of the cattle. So if they start turning left, you need to know why. Or if they all hit the brakes, you need to know why. Or if they say nonsensical, stupid shit, you need to know why. That's why. So they all bought the bullshit. If you put a mask on, you're a fucking moron, of course, because viruses are like point something nanometers wide. Each hole in that mask is 50 nanometers wide. It's like flying a drone through the Grand Canyon. So viruses are going to go through it, up it, around it, all over the place. Lots of videos of doctors vaping, and it just goes everywhere. That's just stupid. That just shows you're in the fantasy world. You just don't get it. You're not there yet. You don't have the eyes to see. You don't have the ears to hear. You are in the movie. Now, here we are 3 years, 4 years later. A lot more people are awake, and they're going to try it again. They're already doing it. They're already talking about it. I said what they're going to do is they're going to do this. A lot of people are going to die. They're going to take the vaccine, which is going to change your DNA. You're no longer human in their terms. it's going to cause all kinds of other changes to who you are. And when I say spirituality, I don't say it in a voodoo type way. I say it in a quantum physics type of way. Like, when you think, it is invisible, but there are energy waves going out there. When people get together, their hearts communicate. They've proven this stuff. This isn't magical, spiritual nonsense. It is fact. It actually is. When you get enough humans thinking the same way, they can actually alter reality. If you don't focus on certain things, do they exist? Things change based on who's observing it and what they're observing. That is just the way reality you live in now. So magic doesn't exist. None of that shit exists. Things change based on people's perception of it. It just is what it is. Just accept it. So that is why they use television as a mass propaganda tool. CIA said this, whistleblowers of CIA said that's the biggest weapon they use against you to indoctrinate and manipulate. If you get everybody thinking the same way, you can actually create the reality that's happened. And they do it with precision because people are just gullible as fuck. And they're poisoned with all the toxins, so they listen. Think about when they ditched analog TVs and they had to get the digital TVs. And they're like, oh, you gotta, thump, thump, thump. You gotta do it by the state, thump, thump, thump. If you can't afford it, we'll subsidize it for you. You gotta. Why? Why do they care so much if you have an old TV versus a digital TV? They don't. It's tech. They needed the new ones in so they could do the digital transmissions and they could do the flicker rates and all this stuff. Lull you into a alpha state, delta state, whichever one it is. There's a state they could put you while you're watching. Subliminal suggestions. And what it does is it makes you more susceptible to the programming. It's technology. If they thump the drums, they don't fucking care. They just need to get the shit in place so they can get their stuff done and their masters can get done what needs to be done. They don't really care about you. Not at all. They can care less if you die. They care about their own family. That's it. So you got to know the game that you're in. They do not care about you. Everything political is bullshit. They just call it political rhetoric. They just say it so you'll vote. And now they control the voting machines with algorithms. They've been doing that since like the 90s. They've had developers talk to Congress and how they used to do it back then. So anybody now that denies that the elections are tampered with, they're just stupid. They just are unaware. They're like a child in the sandbox. Yes, they do. They manipulate. You don't actually believe Biden, who's senile as fuck, dirty pedophile, actually won. What it was people don't like Donald Trump because CNN told them not to. I've heard worse shit in locker rooms of what he said. He's not a bad person. He's arrogant. He's rich. So what? He's also not part of their group, which is why they unleashed hell on him. So back to the story. They are going to try COVID again. They've relegated it to, oh, it's COVID season. Oh, go get your flu shot. And they say that. And stupid people will go do it. And there's going to be a percentage of them that just drop dead from the goo that's clogging their arteries. This is all part of what they call thinning the herd, culling the herd. This is it. They've been talking about that for years. They tell you what they're going to do to you so that when it happens, they can dodge galactic karma. You may not believe it, but they do. So if they tell you you're too stupid to recognize, you do it anyway, well, sorry, you deserve it. That's how they do it, and they do it every day. It's called predictive programming as well. I'm ranting. See, I could have broke this up into like 15 different slots. So anyway, the whole point is they're going to try it again. Do not get any vaccinations. If you want to protect yourself, get some freaking silver water. I happen to sell some, and I'm about to ramp that shit up. Start taking silver water as a preventive measure. Take olive leaf extract. Get sunlight. Hour a day. Get your ass out of the house. Turn your TV off. Limit your computer time. What else can you take? Lomatium. Apple cider vinegar. You can put a little baking soda in some water. Sip it throughout the day. Keep yourself alkaline. Just keep your immune system strong. Keep your body strong. I don't ever get sick. Never. The one time I got sick was because my doctor made me take a half a flu shot because my kid was born. And I said no. And I said, fine. This is before I knew what I was doing. And I got the flu. Lo and behold. But since that was like, Jesus, 18 years ago. Since then, no. So, sorry for the rant. I'll keep the next ones more constructive instead of all over the place. But it is interesting, you got to say.